Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Roy Worley, intuitive consultant. Roy is also the author of The Prophecy Oracle. Today, Roy will be taking calls and answering one question from listeners. You can find out more about Roy by visiting his website, which is www.royworleypsychic.com. And I do have a direct link to his website in the show page description. I do also want to let you know that Roy will be in Los Angeles this upcoming Thursday, April 30th through Sunday, May 3rd. And if you'd like to book a private session with him, you can call our office number, which is 843-808-0777, or you can also email him at royworley@aol.com. And I do have the office number and the email as well in the show page description. Also, that, I'd like to welcome Roy to the show. Good day, Roy.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being
great
on my show. It's always a pleasure
to
have you here.
It's always delightful. Yeah, I always have a good time with this. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the queue always fills up whenever you're on. I mean, it's like, boom. Just cut out the word that Roy's going to be on the show, and boom, everybody shows up.
Well, good. Thank you very much. That's nice. So.
Well, I also do want to say hello to our good friend Chris from Canada with Curious Times.
Absolutely. I was hoping she'd be tuning in today. Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
And you real good
there.
Thoughts.
Great. And also, Jennifer. And by the way, Chris, for those of you listening, has a wonderful show here on Blog Talk every night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern. Do check that out. Okay, Roy. Well, so you're going to be in L.A. this coming week.
Yes, I am. I'll be doing sessions actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I have actually two sets of clients in L.A. When I go see one set, I don't let the other set know I'm there. And when I go see the other set, I don't let the other set know I'm there. So it kind of gets a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, well,
sometimes,
let's just hope both sets aren't listening to today's show.
Yeah, this is true. That creates chaos. Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
Well, now, for folks who haven't heard you before on my show, would you mind kind of giving a little bit of a background of
Absolutely. I started doing readings, Robert, if you remember, when I was about 8 years old, and I noticed then that everybody seemed to have a different energy or vibration, and I didn't even have a word for that. As I, you know, continued to recognize that if I just paid attention to each person's uniqueness, information specific to that person would just kind of come into my head. So over the years, I have been using the term an energy reading. Everybody's vibration is unique to them. It's as unique as their fingerprint. So what I do, even on the phone, a person's voice also imparts their unique vibration. So I focus on that, and the information comes through clairaudiently, clairsentiently, and clairvoyantly. So see, hear, and sense, all three of those different types.
Yep. Now, also psychometry is one of your strong points.
Yeah.
And do want to let everybody know, first of all, before you tell what it is, I do want to let everybody know that on your website, under the reading tab, there is a YouTube video of you explaining that, but you can go ahead and explain it now if you
want to. Yeah, it's a process. I use photographs, of a person, and it always works best if the person, if I can see their eyes, meaning that they're not wearing sunglasses. So, I mean, it's night and day with the ease with which the information comes through. But I hold the picture and I rub my right thumb over the picture, and just that helps me to focus, and then information comes in that manner, and it works really, really well. I do readings still today for people that I did their very first reading with just their photograph in 1987, so that's a 28-year span. That's a pretty solid length of time to, you know, continue doing sessions with the person, just using that modality. So, but it does, it works very well. And I have a whole, like, file cabinet of nothing but pictures of folks that I've collected over the years. So, yeah, so that's another thing that's a strong area of mine. So,
yep, it turns up the volume.
Yeah, it does. So. It pumps it up. Absolutely, it does. So.
Yeah. And then, and also people who schedule with you, they can pay with PayPal and email your pictures,
yeah,
too. So that
exactly.
That works out.
This is true. This is true. And there's also a link to the psychic directory now you have on the page, I believe. So.
Yeah, that by the way, congratulations on that for being added to the
That's very nice.
Directory.
Yeah, and they were very thorough. They don't just take anybody off the street. And it was I had to meet a lot of and submit a lot of, you know, past information and you know, people's recommendations, and that took a while to compile. But yeah, anyway, it was fun doing that as well. So.
Yeah, great. Okay. So we will be taking callers' questions so they can ask you one particular question. And, and then I also do want to let people know, too, that you don't deal with a medical
typically
issue.
Typically health issues. Yeah, medical issues.
Yeah, okay. So, and those kinds of things can be, you can probably do that.
That can be done in privately. Yeah, privately.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay, well, we have the requirements and details down, so let's go ahead and start taking calls, okay?
Okay. That's fine,
Okay, well, we're going to start with Maribel from New York. Hello, Maribel.
Okay. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm enjoying myself. I'm studying for, some tests that are coming up, but other than that, everything's good.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Are you starting to get warm up there? It looks
not
like another little
all.
Cold, but oh, I know, honey. I've been watching the Weather Channel. People are ready for winter to be over, and I'm sure, especially in your area. So
exactly.
Yeah. Okay, honey, you have a question.
Yeah, in regards to work, because I've been trying to find work, and I have federal work study, but I want to find something more permanent. So I can, continue with when I graduate from college.
Okay, and when is that? Do you graduate this year?
I'm going to graduate by the end of this year, so
by next fall. Okay, honey. What comes through is, really start now, give it 100% trying to find something, because as you know, the school year's winding down. For a lot of other people, the competition will increase. So as it comes through, this situation will come out of somebody that you already know, kind of a word of mouth. Do you have a situation like that at present going on?
At the moment, no.
Okay, well, honey, pay attention to that. Just kind of rack your brain. Who can I talk to that might lend me a hand here getting a different work situation? So, but I don't have any concerns about you with money. I don't really see you having any money problems. So, that's a good thing. So what's your discipline? What's your study? What's your degree going to be in?
Well, basically, I'm pursuing a degree in biology and exercise science.
Okay. Well, honey, I don't see you having any trouble. I really don't. So good luck with that. And keep, you know, just just put some energy into it right now is the best thing to do.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Okay, there, Roy. Sorry about that. Okay, we're going to move on now to our next caller. You'll recognize his voice. It's Austin.
Okay.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good in yourself. It's been a little while, so.
I know. How have you been?
Doing well, thanks. Yeah. When we spoke last, there was a situation with a past property going on or property.
Yeah.
Did you get that reconciled?
No, I'm still waiting for that house to get sold.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of going against my credit.
Okay. Is that what you wanted to talk about today? Or do you have a different question?
I had a different question.
Okay.
I am wondering if I should rent out a room in my apartment, or do you think my partner is going to get a different job or more hours? Because I'm trying to, right now it's kind of tight.
Yeah.
And he's not getting a lot of hours.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the old apple and orange. You can only have one, you can't have both situation. Renting out your place that being totally candid, that could be problematic. You've got a really high vibration. You remember we talked about that several years ago, the first time you and I spoke, and you're more sensitive, as you know, to other people's energies.
True.
So other people's energies kind of get on your nerves after a while, even if you like the person, even if you get along with the person, just having somebody underfoot, that kind of doesn't sit well with you, you know?
Right.
So... and I understand the whole everything, the reasoning behind doing it, financial issues, blah, blah, blah. Now, as far as your partner getting more hours, my sense is the way this, yeah, the, he could get more hours if he really wanted to.
Okay.
So, that kind of, you know, lends itself to your own interpretation of that. So,
right.
So.
Okay.
All righty. Well, listen, we should catch up sometime soon.
Definitely.
So, all right, buddy. I'm glad you called in today, Austin, and we'll talk later.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, good to hear Austin's voice again.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed him, so.
Yes, very nice, very nice. Okay, we're going to move on now to the next caller. It is Carissa, and she is calling from Colorado. Hello, Carissa.
Hello, Carissa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm glad you called, honey. What area of Colorado are you in?
I'm near Boulder.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Lived in New Mexico for a few years, and I used to drive up, had different friends in different places in Colorado. So, yeah, I know the I-25 very well. So, did you have a question in mind already?
Yeah, I do. I wanted any suggestions on my relationship with my mother.
Okay, honey. As you were asking that question, your whole energy kind of dimmed. You know, the rheostat in your dining room for your chandelier when you want to bring it down low, it's like your whole energy just kind of faded as you were speaking. Is she having health issues right now?
Yeah, she is.
So, see, that in itself, I feel her being really, like, in fear. And it totally kind of influences her mood swings. Is that an issue you've been having to deal with personally?
Oh, yeah.
So, and honey, you're her easiest sounding board and the person that when she's having a bad day, you're the one she wants to take it out on. So, but, yeah, it's going to be what it is. If you want to call our office number, I'd like to speak with you a little more privately about that, if you'd like.
Okay, well, yeah, I just didn't know any suggestions you had, but yeah, you definitely hit on the head.
That would take the whole show.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've got a bumper sticker I'm going to send you. How about that?
Sounds good.
It says, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. So, which is
okay.
There you go. Do you have her office number?
No, I don't. Why don't you give it here again? Because then I'll be able to access it when I listen to the show.
843-808-0777.
Okay, great.
Yeah, give them a call. Thank you very much for calling today.
You know, sometime after tomorrow, though, okay?
Yeah, after tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Great. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes, Roy, there's, it takes a while to get into things.
Exactly. Absolutely. I'm really glad she called, though. She's kind of at the end of her rope, I felt like, bless her heart. So I hope she called back. So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller, and it's Erica from Washington. Hello, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for having
Hello,
me.
Hello, Erica. Thank you for calling, honey. Which Washington are you, D.C. or the state?
The state, yeah.
Okay. I love me some Washington State. I do, so.
Yeah.
Anywhere near the Seattle area?
About almost 3.5 hours.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a distance then.
Close.
Okay, honey. I taught school in Alaska, and I used to fly to Seattle just to be back in America. So, yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it was.
Did
you have a question, honey?
Yeah, I have an employment question.
Okay.
I'm also a student. Yeah, I graduated college last month, and then I moved away to the university, and now I live at the university. But like a week into the quarter, I went online and I started applying, but two jobs caught my eye, and one of them is for a summer chaperone, basically through here at the university during the summer, through a program for high school students, and I just kind of babysit them, technically, and that's only 4 weeks during the summer.
Okay, honey.
And then
that actually feels really good to me, and that you would be benefited in a situation like that because you really need a break. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You need some flex time, and you also need that would help that you need to feel like you were actually doing something and not just laying around. You know what I mean? That would kind of – so my thought would be to go ahead and, do that. And then something else, when that finishes up, will be right there waiting on you.
Yeah, I was about to say that. And then the other job is at the school gym. I basically have to be front desk and just, like, assist people if they come to me and ask for a jump rope or whatever they need.
Yeah.
So,
well, see, that would work well. You just kind of need to do things that are kind of mindless for a while. You understand what I'm saying? You need a little...
What?
that are somewhat mindless. You don't have to put a lot of thought into them. You know, it's been a really heavily cerebral period for a long, long time, and you did everything and then some. So you understand what I'm saying, mm-hmm. honey. You need a little lighter schedule and have a little fun
mm-hmm.
in conjunction
yeah.
with all that. Okay.
And,
well, listen.
I just wanted to know if I will end up getting both. They do follow up. One is in the summer, and the other one starts in the fall throughout the school year.
Yeah, the way it came through was do that one, and then there'd be something waiting right on you. Was exactly how it came through already. Listen, I apologize. We have people like really backed up on the phone line today.
Oh, that's fine. All right.
But I'm glad you
Sounds
called,
good,
honey.
Though.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, okay, Roy.
A lot of sweet people, a lot of young girls calling today, I noticed. So.
Yeah, how about that? That's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Then we go to the next caller is calling from New Mexico, and it's
okay.
Patty. Oh, Patty?
Yeah, hi. I heard you lived here in New Mexico.
I did, honey. I lived in Albuquerque for 3 years.
Oh, okay. I'm in Santa Fe.
Okay. Used to get up there. Yes, I did. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool.
There's a restaurant there famous for its burgers, Bearcat or something. I forget the name of it, but it was on Food Network. I never got to go there, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, honey. Did you have a question for today?
I do. Okay, so I start dating again, and
okay.
I want to know if any of these men I'm dating is, like, the right one.
Okay.
And
well,
so,
honey, listen, how many are you dating right now?
let's say two and a half.
Okay, 2.5. I love that. That's fuzzy math, but that's okay. Let me tell you the way this comes through. If you're right now, it's the process that is most important. I'm not getting a sense that either of these are the ones for what you're really looking for. And I feel you understanding that and kind of knowing that already. But pay attention to, things that you're drawn to do that seem unusual. Like you may be get up one day and, you know, you have this real strong urge to go to the store and get a quart of milk. But you think, oh, my gosh, I have a half a gallon of milk in the fridge. Why am I wanting to go get milk when I have milk? But, you know, your guides and angels won't lighten up on you. They'll keep on and on and on. You'll finally say, okay, I'm going to the grocery and get a quart of milk, and you'll get to the grocery, get to the dairy case, and you will bump into your soulmate right there. It happens over and over and over again. So just kind of be open to that. But see, you don't really need to settle at all for somebody that's just really not ideal for you and then be miserable.
Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah, I've been settling in the last years. And
yes, you have.
It was
have,
not bad.
Honey.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah,
not
just,
like
I know. It's kind of like eating a grilled cheese sandwich every day of your life, and that's all you can have. You can live on grilled cheese, but you get sick and tired of grilled cheese every day. So, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Give me something with some green chili on it.
Yeah,
isn't that
so
right,
none of
honey?
These guys then, yeah.
No, it doesn't
yeah.
come through that any of them are the one you've been waiting on, the caliente.
Caliente.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll follow your advice. Thank you so much.
Honey, thank you for calling. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, Patty. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bearcat Burger, that's the name of that place.
Well, just want to let you know that when you started the restaurant, Chris, there we go, we got him talking food.
She knows me well.
Absolutely.
That's okay. Funny. Good for you.
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Well, we're going to take just a quick break, Roy.
Okay, that'll be great. That'll be fine.
And then when we come back, we'll continue, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me. And I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts and the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is intuitive consultant Roy Worley, and you can find out more about him by visiting his website, which is www.royworleypsychic.com. Again, there is a direct link to his website in the show page description. And just a reminder, he will be in the Los Angeles, California area Thursday, April 30th through Sunday, May 3rd. So you can book a private session, which you definitely get a much more in-depth type of reading. You can call him at the office number, 843-808-0777. Or you can email him at royworley@aol.com. And all of that information is in the show page description. Okay, with that, we're back, Roy.
Okay. Yes, that commercial that you just played was, you mentioned your wellness store, which I think is wonderful with the product line that you've become associated with. Do you mind telling everybody listening a little bit more about that? Because I think everybody ought to know about it. Do you mind?
About the oils?
Yeah, and your wellness store.
The wellness store. Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's the one thing that I was focusing on this year. You know, to me, it was 2015 was going to be a year for wellness, and last year, one of my good friends told me I would be getting into and learning more about essential oils, and I didn't really think that was going to happen. But I started using lavender for a couple things, for skin irritation as well as for sleep, for, you know, trying to get, you know, a good solid night's sleep without waking up in the middle of the night. And lavender worked
mm-hmm.
well for both. And so it was worth a good night's sleep. I better start learning more. So anyway, I've been learning them.
Yeah.
And people have been buying things and liking them, and it's just been fun.
Exactly. I didn't realize how effective it was till I went to Vegas in February and had to walk from in one airport, and I had new shoes, and I got a really big water blister on my right foot. I mean, it was about probably 2 inches long and an inch wide, and put the really good lavender oil on it, and it healed before I left Vegas. I was shocked. I'd never seen anything work so quickly as that lavender oil did. So I was very impressed with that. So
Yeah. Okay. In fact, we have one of our listeners, Linda, in the chat room wanted to know. She talked about lavender tea works too, and is the oil consumable? Yeah, and the ones that I found my fun to start are. I mean, they are therapeutic grade, and that can be ingested. As a matter of fact, I use lavender lemonade.
That I make a lavender pound cake, and I had never made one until I got that lavender oil, and people are raving about it. And if she wants to call the office, I'll get her my recipe for that if she'd like it. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that one is a big hit. I know. And by the way, Chris said that you ought to do a pitch for the Food Network and incorporate your love of various restaurants.
Yeah. Okay.
I suggested you might want to call it I Know What You Want to Eat.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That would work well. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, check out the wellness store that Robert has.
Yeah, check it out, everyone. It's on at biteradio.me, and there's a big link right there, and check it out. I'm having a lot of fun with that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on now, and our next caller is Camilla from New York. Hello, Camilla.
Hello.
Hi, Camilla.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Have I spoken with you one other time?
No.
Okay, this is your first time calling. Okay, well, it's nice to speak to you now.
Good to speak with you, too.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You have a question, honey?
I do. And whichever you pick up, basically my work and love life have been stagnant for a while. And I'd like to see if you pick up anything about either of those in terms of some movement or happiness or love.
Okay, well, you seem really just kind of in a rut. So let me share with you what comes through exactly the way it comes through. It feels like you have some kind of, as much as you want a new situation, you kind of are afraid of that at the same time. Does that make sense? And, honey, there's no judgment there. It's kind of like where you are. It's like being on the end of a diving board wanting to jump in the pool, and you just haven't jumped in yet. So I would really, here it is, it's springtime, the flowers are blooming, sunshine, well, except where you are. You know. But that's going to happen soon, I promise. But it would really be beneficial to you in a lot of ways to just, like, grit your teeth and say, I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to continue living in fear and being stuck in the same old everyday rut. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, honey. And see, first of all, you're very bright. You know that about yourself. You have a strong work ethic. People who connected with you in any type of work situation, they would be happy to have. They should be happy to have you with them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want to do, honey? What do you want to do most? If you waved a magic wand, what would that be?
You know, I would be working in my field creatively with a team of people who are aligned, you know, with me.
Like-minded folks.
Like-minded folks, yeah, who treat each other well and who are about creativity and evolution.
Yeah. Well,
and
honey,
finally,
well, there you
know,
have it.
Seen that way, too. Yeah.
Well, I would just make that happen. And I can get to say I knew her when. So, that's my thought. How about that? You can do this, you know that, don't you?
I do, but it's like
everything
every time I get out of the rut.
You need.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, but you can do this.
Yeah.
So I know you can. Okay, honey, listen, I'm really glad you called. So just kind of think about that. And, you know, just any of those persnickety little stumbling blocks or why this won't work or that won't work, just stomp on them. Just throw them out the window.
Yes, sir.
Because they're not real till you let them be real, honey. That's just the way it works. And you've got a powerful mind, don't you?
Yeah,
if you think back, everything that you've ever decided, I really want this, you got it, didn't you?
I did.
See there? Did. Look at you. Well, honey, thanks for calling.
I really enjoyed you.
You've got sweet energy. I really like it.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you.
Okay, honey, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That sounds like something I say to people.
I know.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I need you to ask Chris something for me, please, if you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Has she had a haircut recently?
Has she had a haircut? Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that since the start of the show, wondering about that. So it was persistent, okay. So I decided I'd go ahead and ask.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'll let you know when I find out.
Okay, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, oh, excuse me, she said no, but she was just thinking about getting one today.
Well, that should answer her question, huh?
There you go. Chris. I think we take it from thought to action.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and then we'll move on now to the next caller is Gina from New York. No, Gina's from Georgia. Gina's from Georgia. Hello, Gina.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. See, I would have known that was not a New York accent, Gina. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Okay. What area of Georgia are you in, honey?
I'm in the Atlanta area.
Oh, I love me Atlanta. Absolutely. So, have you been to the Varsity lately?
I have been one time, and that was a long time ago. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, do you have a question, Gina, for today?
Yes, I do. It's about a friend of mine, I should say former friend. Last year we had a falling out due to the fact that last year I was going through my personal changes, going through a separation and divorce.
Uh-huh.
And I felt that she wasn't there for me like I thought she would be. Like, my other friends were there for me, but it's always seemed like it's all about her sometimes, and it just, like, when I need you the most.
Listen, can you give me her first name?
Yes, Megan. It's spelled like Megan, but it's Megan.
Megan, okay. Well, you know what, honey? You're 100% correct about that. She seems to have just that name. See, to me, I could have 5 John Smiths in a room, and I would get 5 very different energetic signatures, one for each of the 5 John Smiths. That was different from all the others. Just that name, Megan, she emanates a real childlike quality to me. It emanates a child vibration. She's somewhat emotionally immature, and there's also a naivete with her. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And that's not judgmental. It's just kind of the best way, I feel like, to describe what's coming through. So, she didn't really understand the depth of what you were going through, honey. Now, I understand it really hurting your feelings, but see, that's if you can look at taking some of the responsibility of putting expectations on Megan to respond in a certain way, and she didn't. But if I get a sense that I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that there's still a salvageable friendship, but that you already have other people during crises like you went through with the separation and all that entailed, that Megan wouldn't be the one, your go-to person for that kind of assistance.
You see what I'm talking about, honey?
And
I
would kind of... And see, I feel like you miss her.
Yes, because I've been having dreams about her lately, and I don't know what's going on with her.
Okay.
I just miss our friendship, even though I know she's
selfish. See there, honey. Yes, well, you know what, honey?
But I still care
for her. This is true. I mean, there's no surprises here with me. Now, you can have it one more good time with her. I know you can. She's like, you and she laughed a whole lot, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. She was in my wedding and everything.
Yes, see there. So that, she has her good points, honey, but she's when it, at this point in time in her life, her she's not the person for those for the needs. She wasn't the person there to fulfill the needs that you had when you were going through what you were going through, honey. And I'm mm-hmm. sure it was disappointing with you. But see, she just didn't get it. She didn't have okay. a frame, a personal frame of reference with
okay.
that. So
okay.
Now, let me ask mm-hmm. you this. Has she put on weight lately? Or do you know?
She has. I remember
now, see,
seeing her pics on
yeah,
Facebook. She gained
okay.
weight. Mm-hmm.
Okay, honey. Well, that was one thing that was coming through.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I get a sense that it's affecting her blood pressure negatively, mm-hmm. you know. So I
mm-hmm.
that and see, I'm making the point not to talk about like health issues, particularly on
right.
radio shows and everything. But that
okay.
came through so strongly; it was coming through like as that might be why you've been dreaming about her. So feel free to tell her that you know you talked to me and that came through, just kind of for her benefit.
Okay. Okay.
You
so we're not
I mean?
Talking that in a moment, but.
Okay.
Just,
well, see, with
okay.
you dreaming about her, that's a signal. And see, my sense is you called today for a reason. You know.
Mhm. Mhm.
So
definitely.
I'm not stepping at all on your human free will choice here, but my sense is think about it. And that would be a good door opener to say, you know, I had a dream about you, and then I called on this psychic show, and you know, you'll know just what to say. Yeah. And Roy said, "Don't you ever go back to the varsity ever again." Put down that chili cheeseburger, Megan.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean, honey?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I definitely know what you mean.
Okay.
But thank
well,
you.
Well, listen.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you called. You feel better, don't you? Just it's not like
yes.
something relaxed in you.
Yeah,
you know,
because
from
I was really, you know, but yeah, for me to dream about her constantly, like,
yeah.
something is up. Yeah. And I miss
well, see,
her.
You,
so.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. So. So, you
okay.
need to be like a heavy helping of Megan real soon.
Okay.
So, okay.
Sure will.
Honey,
you.
I'm glad you called. You enjoy the rest
oh,
of your day
I'm glad
and your
I
weekend.
Can. You too.
All right, sweetie pie. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Boy, that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, people,
she was
people
a
in
kid.
The chat room are getting hungry.
Oh, are they? Okay.
I'm glad we do this before dinner time. So,
yeah.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. And it's
okay.
Vernell. It's Vernell, and she is calling from Virginia.
Okay.
Hello, Vernell.
Hello to both of you, and thanks for accepting my call.
Thank you for calling, Vernell. What area of Virginia?
Okay, I'm near the central part. I'm near Richmond, but I'm in the western part of Henrico County.
Okay, honey. I get up to Herndon, Virginia, a couple of three times a year. I have a lot of client base in that area that I go up and, you know, people schedule and come and get readings. So that's you know, what I do. Like, I travel different cities. But just with you not even asking a question, first thing that pops in with you is like most everything in your world is up in the air right now. Does that make sense?
It most certainly does.
Honey, every single area. There's not much that, I mean, everything, all of it. What do you want to focus on most?
Well, I've been... my mind has been kind of all over the place. I'm staying with my adult sons, and I'm wondering if he's going to be okay when I move. And I've been focusing on moving, and I've been waiting to hear from people that I put in the application for, and I've been accepted, but I'm on a waiting list, and people have moved out or left or passed, rather, because it's supposed to be an elderly, and disabled community, and I'm trying to get a one-level apartment there. And I'm wondering when these people are going to contact me.
Well, honey, as it comes through, I don't think it's going to be a really long time. I'm thinking maybe by the time we get through the end of May, first part of June, it feels like something's going to open up. What's your oldest son that you're living with? What's his name?
Well, actually, I'm living with two of my sons, but my oldest, his name is Tyrone.
All right, is that the one? Is he one of the ones you're living with?
Yes, he's paying the rent, and my second son who was helping me, I'm concerned about him.
Okay. Well, honey, what's his name?
Michael.
Michael. Honey, Michael makes me want to laugh. Does he not just keep you in stitches?
He likes to. He's
the funny one.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's the way that was coming through. He doesn't seem to want to put a lot of attention to, growing up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Now, Tyrone can be a little over-serious at times. Does
right.
that make sense?
It most certainly does.
And, honey, Michael and Tyrone together too much too often leads to problems.
Well, it seems like Michael always stays in his room, and Tyrone, well, he's in his own world and talking to people he knows.
Okay. Well, listen, one thing is for sure, you need your own space.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Now, is there a third son?
Actually, I have two more, but they live in Florida.
Okay, honey. Well, I was wondering if there was a son that was yours but wasn't with you, but that would make sense if they're, if in another state. So, it was not easy raising four boys, was it?
No, it wasn't.
I know, honey, and see, but you kind of hung in there. Reason to point that out is you have to me a very powerful mind. Do you know that about yourself?
I think so sometimes.
Well, see, I would say that you do, but the reason I want to mention that is I want you to start visualizing you in that brand new apartment.
Okay.
You know, see you in it, see exactly how you're going to decorate it. And I know that you have heard the term fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Every day, honey, I want you to just feel excited inside about getting your own place and being in your own space. And that's kind of like priming the pump, even though that has not happened in reality yet.
Okay.
Are you following me? And just by you doing that gives energy to creating that situation outwardly in your reality, which I know that you can do. So, do you have a pen handy?
Let's see, just a minute.
I want to recommend a book for you, and anybody that's listening, if you are drawn to get this book, you probably need it. So,
okay,
the name of the book is The Power of Flow, FLOW, The Power of Flow, and the author is Lundstrom, Lundstrom, Lundstrom. It'll make a whole lot of sense to you when you read it.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, I will do that. And my sons will like, will they be okay if I do move out?
Well, honey, they need to be. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, but see, you really need to like focus on you, put you first for a change.
Okay.
All right. Listen,
okay.
Thank you very much for calling. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay,
thank you,
and thank y'all so much. Thank y'all
bye-bye.
So much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that Power Flow book is a good one, isn't it, Roy?
Exactly, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Well, our favorite Canadian wants to say hello. Or I want
okay.
her to say hello.
Hey, Roy. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
How's the nicest guys on the face of this earth doing?
Listen,
today?
You sweet talker, you're just saying that because it's true. That's the only reason.
You know it. It's funny because I was totally, I got up this morning and I'm all like, brushing my hair, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time for a haircut, you know? And
honey,
so,
that popped in as soon as he mentioned your name at the very start of the show. I couldn't get it off my mind, so I decided just to go ahead and ask about it.
Yeah,
now, what are the odds of that?
Well, the odds are pretty high when, you know, a psychic is around.
Yeah, look at you. Now you
what
know.
I'm trying
you
to
know.
Decide, what I'm trying to decide, though, Roy, is which hair should I cut?
Okay. Well, you know what? I would
should
just
I get
leave
them
that.
All cut?
I would
should
just
I get
leave that
cut?
To the expert. Let them decide.
<All right. laughs>
Now you know, big things happen with you in your life when you get a haircut.
Yes. Well, yes. Yes.
I'm just thinking it's probably time for something like that to come along.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking this morning, right? It's like, okay, gotta. It's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Look at that,
honey.
Yeah, for sure.
But
for sure, absolutely.
Chris, honey, you have a really, really strong energy. And being on the radio, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing in life, honey. You really touch a lot of people and have no idea you've touched them.
Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, we tried, you know. Coming up on 4 years, Saturday's going to be my 1,300th show. Well, it's probably about 1,350 shows, but 1,300 officially on the page of the show. So,
Now let me make sure I heard that clearly. Did you say about 1,300?
Just when we were getting along.
Now you know I couldn't help it. I weighed that karma and I went ahead and did it anyway. So
I know you did, and that's okay. It's not even going to cost you one karma point.
Okay, well, good, honey. You're going to let me slide on that one, I take it. So
I am.
Okay,
I am,
sweetheart.
I am.
I'm so glad I got to say hello to you. It's really good to hear your voice.
Me too. And you take good care and have a good safe trip there when you go over there to L.A.
Thank you very much, honey. We'll talk again.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. See you, Robert.
Thanks. Okay,
you know I was
boy.
Not going to let that a boat slide, not for a heartbeat,
no,
no way.
Okay. Actually, we've got enough time for one more call here, Roy.
All right, great, perfect.
And it's Lynette from D.C. So,
hello,
Lynette.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well,
Hi.
Thank you for calling, honey. I get up in your area a couple of three times a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Herndon. Yeah. Are you familiar with Herndon?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but
and Radston, it's right.
Right. Yeah. I know where that is. I don't get out there very often. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm currently working on a job that doesn't seem to be panning out. I'm trying to see if I will be put in another position that will actually afford, you know, me to make some money, or do I just need to completely abandon that job? Well, honey, let
me ask you this first. Is there someone in somewhat of a supervisory, maybe that's a word to use, position that kind of grates on your nerves?
Yeah, my director.
Okay,
one.
Honey, that's gonna continue to be an issue.
Okay. Yeah,
and that person's energy is a type of energy that would be backstabbing and even quite possibly maybe sabotage your forward movement intentionally.
I thought so. I really did. I was like,
well,
I
honey,
really
you were right on. Right. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you need me to get a chicken on your behalf?
Sure. Is it a help?
Now, I just do that every third Wednesday, so we'll have to wait a little while. So.
Oh, okay.
Honey, listen, I don't see that getting any better. My sense is you need to be in a situation where you feel more freed up and,
you know,
it's just easier. It's like you can cut the tension in the air some days with a knife, can't you?
Right, yes, and I'm not making any money either.
No, and on top of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Well, see,
yeah,
there
it doesn't
and see,
seem like it, I will.
Yeah. Now, see, you don't have to end that, terminate that immediately. You know what I mean? But it's like I feel like you just made your decision. You're finding something else. Does that make, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about,
something?
Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See, you really had to be able to turn loose of that before you can get this next thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm just excited because I'm just so glad you verified what I was doing.
Well, honey, it came through clear as a bell.
Yeah.
So,
it wasn't my
but I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something. You have an energy, and I mean this in the most flattering way that's really easy for me to read. You're kind of like an open book to me, honey, and I mean that you're very, very honest. You know, that's you've kind of created your whole life around that one, that aspect of you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So,
interesting. Yeah.
You kind of blushed a little bit right then, didn't you?
Oh, well, good. I'm utilized and blessed and make some money.
Yeah.
So do you
think
you're getting a job, though?
Yes, ma'am. But see, the most important hurdle that you needed to get over was realizing that, yes, I really do need to move on from this.
Good, yeah, because it was kind of, I was feeling a little like, should I run? It's like, you know, I didn't want to just run, see if it'll work first.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And you know what else comes through? You need to take you, I encourage you to take you out to a really nice dinner tonight to celebrate your moving on.
Good. I need to get out.
Now, see, doesn't that just sound like the thing?
That definitely does. It really does.
Yeah. Well, honey, listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed visiting with you today. Thank you very much for calling. And don't you feel better already?
I definitely do. It's a relief. Thank you so
well,
much. I really
thanks for calling,
it.
Honey. We'll talk again
right.
sometime. Call back. Okay, my dear.
I sure will. Thanks.
Right, bye-bye.
Have a great one. Bye.
Okay, well, there are a couple of people we weren't able to get to, so if they want to go ahead and book a private session, they can contact you.
Yeah, just call
your
the
website.
Office number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, again, for everyone listening, Roy's website is www.royworleypsychic.com. And, again, it has his office number, 843-808-0777. Also, email address is royworley@aol.com. And just a reminder again, he will be in the Los Angeles, California area Thursday, April 30th through Sunday, May 3rd. So if you're in that area and you'd like a private session with him, or if you know somebody in that area and you think they would benefit by having a session with Roy, feel free to pass the information on to them. So, well, Roy, thank you for your time. I really enjoy having you.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed this today. I'll do it again. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Again, everyone, thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.